Aircheckdownloads.com.
The 2 o'clock news. This is Angus Morat. It's 2 years today since the Lockerbie bombing. Independent Radio News.
Northeast night shift.
Betty Boo to get us underway. Hey, it's Friday. Good morning.
Northeast weather.
3 Celsius as we speak in the northeast. Mostly dry overnight with clear spells. There's also the possibility of some ground frost by dawn with icy patches on untreated roads. The wind's light northwesterly in direction. Dry but bright this morning, turning cloudy this afternoon, but at least staying dry for us. The high today, we're looking at 8 Celsius.
More music!
Hopefully there won't be any of that today.
Memory.
2:13 now, Friday morning's Northeast Night Shift. Hi, good morning. I'm John Lamb with you till 5 o'clock. First of all, going to thank Steve and Gaz for the fax they sent last night. Unfortunately, lads, came in too late for us to use it last night. So thanks for that anyway. Merry Christmas to all at Spurg House, especially the sack line, so says Jeanette. And also hi to Barbara. She's in Newbiggin Hall Estate. Hope you're okay this morning, Barbara. Now, got a question for you. Are you a know-all? Or do you know someone who's a know-all, eh? Well, if you are, you could find yourself a winner over the next few days. I'll have details on the night shift know-all of 1990. Details soon. Just slowly getting into the Christmas spirit now. And I don't mean the wines either. Hi to the lads and the lasses on the Ford line at Neiman's. Also, Merry Christmas to Joan. Are you working Christmas? Well, if you are, don't worry. You're not alone. I'll be taking you with the next few night shifts right up until the day after Boxing Day. So I've got Christmas Eve, I've got Christmas Day, I've got Boxing Day as well. I've got the lot, me. And if you sent in your requests for Christmas, you may just find it being done by me over Christmas. Hopefully, you'll be with me. I don't want to be alone at Christmas, please. 2:23 now, Friday morning. It's new, it's from C&C Music Factory, gonna make you sweat. Hope you put some deodorant on after that. Got a lateral thinker here for you. A chance for you to be a winner, so grab yourself pen and paper. Mad rush to get some now. Where's a pen? Oh, there's one over here somewhere. I'm sure there was. Got it now? Oh, good. Well, here we go with the lateral thinker question this morning. You'll need to write down the main points for this. A deep-sea fishing boat's lying in harbour. Now, over the side of the boat hangs a rope ladder with its bottom rung only just touching the water. Now, the rungs of the ladder are exactly 1 foot apart, and the tide is rising at the rate of 8.5 inches per hour. I want you to tell me, at the end of 6¾ hours, how many of those rungs will be covered? That's the question this morning. The deep-sea fishing boat line in harbour, over the side hangs a rope ladder with its bottom just touching the water. Now, the rings of the ladder are exactly 1 foot apart, and the tide's rising at the rate of 8.5 inches an hour. So, at the end of 6¾ hours, how many of the rungs will be covered? 091-488-3188. Call me. Good luck. Please don't know. Come on, how can you sing about Kingston Town with weather like this, eh? Midwinter here. Oh, somebody sent me something through the post earlier on. It was, I don't know, it was some kind of brochure for Bermuda. I thought, I don't want to see that. Threw it in the bin straight away. Can't do with that kind of thing. Well, good morning. You're on the North's biggest night shift. There's music to come this hour from the likes of the Eagles. We've got the Fortunes, China Crisis, Kate Bush, Natalie Cole. All coming your way soon. Chris Isaac, that's Wicked Game. In the next few moments, we'll take a look at your Friday. We'll see what the stars have in store for your day ahead. That's in around 5 or 6 minutes from now. Just had a lady called Margaret on the phone. Now, I take it Margaret's not working because she wants me to say hi to everyone who isn't working at the moment. Charming. No consolation to you if you have to work. 3 Celsius as we speak in the northeast. Dry and bright to start, but turning cloudy. Staying dry the day through, fingers crossed. The high today, 8 Celsius. Bells will be ringing. 22 now before 3. John Lamb with the region's favourite night shift. Good morning, it's Friday. It's almost the weekend. What's more, it's almost Christmas. December the 21st. Let's see what your stars have in store for your Friday, starting with Aries. Education to do with yourself or someone close to you is likely to be taking up some of your time today. Open your mind to new ideas and this will be financially beneficial for you. Taurus, it's a daydreaming day and if you're not careful, there could be a little too much hoping and not enough doing. It could end up by causing frustration within you. Gemini, this morning's not a good time for making major decisions. If you wait until later on, the aspects will be much more favourable, as you'll have more information to go on. Finally, Cancer, as far as money matters are concerned, you'll have to be firm with yourself, but by talking over any material problems with a friend or a partner, you'll easily be able to sort things out satisfactorily. Leo, Virgo, Libra and Scorpio, check out the stars for your day ahead after Seal. Well, I think it sounds like the Christians. Seal, that's crazy. Continuing with the star signs for this Friday morning, 21st of December. Leo, those of you planning a house move should start looking now, as the possibilities are most fortunate in this respect. Friends may offer advice, but it's generally best to follow your own wishes and hunches. Virgo, a rapid overhaul's called for now in your life, and today will bring about the changes necessary to set it all in motion. Financially, your affairs become much steadier and easier to manage now. Libra, it's not a day for you to make any major decisions, as there's too much uncertainty around at the moment. If you find it difficult to anticipate the actions of a loved one, give up trying and wait a while. Finally, Scorpio, you'll find yourself popular with younger people just by talking to them on their own level. A good balance between your social life and work's promised for you, so enjoy the aspects of both. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius and Pisces, you're after China crisis. Final 4 star signs for this Friday morning. Good morning. Sagittarius, a surprise visit from a close friend's likely later in the day today. You'll need to stand back now and take a good look at your social activities and ask yourself if they really fulfill all of your wishes. Capricorn, this evening you should be able to put the hustle and bustle of life to one side and relax with someone that you care for. A new cycle of self-expression's being triggered off, so try to go with it smoothly. Aquarius, you may just find that others will attempt to cloud your judgment today, and if this concerns important work, it may well be serious. Take time to think things through from yourself and then act decisively, Aquarius. Finally, Pisces, well, this is going to be a day in which many things take a decided turn for the better for you, and some of the effects you will feel almost immediately. Other things will work out later, so be patient and just wait for them. 6 minutes now before 3. Kate Bush reckons December will be magic. Well, we're halfway there, I suppose. Mind you, we're only halfway through December as well. A few faxes come in. Gonna say hi to all the hard-working overnight workers who are overworked as well from Woolworths. They're doing their last stint at night shift tonight. Hooray, it says. You know what I think about people who are doing their last night shift. Rat bags. Ooh, here's one for the lateral thinker. Alan, Tony and Liz, WCC Durham House. Wrong, I'm afraid. Oh dear, we know what we do to a wrong one. In it goes. Simon and Rob at the Weather Centre. Too clever for your own good, lads. Correct. Also, Dave Williams, the Gateshead Post and Times. Correct. And Bob Laws on security at British Gas. Dead right, and Merry Christmas to you too, Bob. You go through to the draw at 4:45 this morning, where you could find yourself a winner. Couple more night shift mentions. Alan in York says hi to all the post office workers out on the night shift. We're going to say hi to the lads at Durham Post Office. And I'm afraid, lads, if you work for the post office, you're going to have my guts for garters. Over the next few days, you may be overworked. Now you're going to be even more overworked as we go on the hunt for the North East Night Shift Know-It-All of 1990. Let you in on the secret about that a little later on. Final mention for this hour anyway. Hi to all at ICI Wilton, especially John Smithson. Merry Christmas from number 12. Natalie Cole to the news at 3. And in the next hour of the night shift, look out for 4 songs in a row. We'll go back together with the time tunnel. Coming round to 3 o'clock. Across the northeast and North Yorkshire, good morning. You're on the region's favourite night shift. And we'll be back in just 3 minutes with another hour of hits, including your time tunnel. Don't touch that dial now.
The 3 o'clock news. This is Angus Morat. John Major says the resignation of Soviet Foreign Minister Edvard Shevardnadze is a great loss. Independent Radio News.
It's Friday morning. Good morning. You're on the night shift. 21st of December. Freedom, George Michael. Hi to Dave Hodgson at Nissan. Keep working hard, Dave. There's only one more night shift to go. It comes from Linda in Cramlington. Also hi to Joe in Washington. Works for the Nighthawk Security. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Joe. So says Colin. Also, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone listening. Oh, can't be bad. 3:09 now, Friday mornings, North East Night Shift. Good morning. We're going to go back in time pretty shortly. First of all, though, let's just see what clothes we're going to wear today. It's 2 Celsius in the northeast as we speak, mostly dry overnight with clear spells. We also have the possibility of some ground frost by dawn with icy patches on untreated roads. The wind's light northwesterly in direction. Dry and bright this morning, turning cloudy this afternoon, but staying dry for us. Winds freshening southwesterly, the high 9 Celsius. More music! Great song, The Farm, and All Together Now. Are you ready for 4 songs in a row? Come on, come with me. Let's go back in time together. Gonna hear from Dire Straits, Hot Chocolate, Diana Ross and the Supremes, but first, Brits, 1990. So this morning's Night Shift Time Tunnel, 4 songs in a row. We have Diana Ross and the Supremes. You Can't Hurry Love from 66. Hot Chocolate, that reminds me. Oh, dead thirsty now. That song, number one from 77, Dire Straits from 86, and Brits 1990. Well, doesn't take much imagination to work out which year that was from, does it? Couple of night shift mentions. The lads at Nissan Yamato, Merry Christmas to you, from Dave in Washington. Also, hi to the lads at Camoxy on the night shift. And some faxes come in regarding this morning's lateral thinker. Dear John, after 6¾ hours, 5 rungs would be covered, I think. Merry Christmas, mate. Keep the hits coming, says Paul Appleby. Paul, wrong, I'm afraid. What can I say? Not 5, but Merry Christmas, Paul. Another one come in here from Durham House. There's Tony, Alan and Elizabeth. What they got here? Ooh, dead right. Good on you. That you go through to the draw at 4:45. Another one in from Calsonic. Correct, you go through to the draw as well. And a mention to all the lads who have to work till 7:15 because I can't say that. Get into trouble. What's this? I've got another one here from Calsonic. How many of you have sent these in? Come on, trying to cheat your way in. Mention to all the men and women working at the Holtonley Spring Sorting Office. Keep up the good work. And special hi to Dick. Wish him a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Paul. Here's gorgeous Melandra Burrows. Melandra Burrows, what a good looker. Oh. Got a life-size picture of her up in the night shift office. ...3:34 now, Friday morning. Good morning. Weather-wise, 3 Celsius in the northeast. Dry and bright to start, turning cloudy. but at least it's going to stay dry. The high today, we're looking at 9 Celsius. It's 48 Fahrenheit. Errol Brown and his bald head saying the prayer, it's called. You may remember he used to be with, was it Hot Chocolate? Thirsty again. A few Night Shift mentions. Hi to all the lads at Presto in Wrighton. From Tony and Steve. Also hi to the sorting office in Darlington. Especially Lazy Bones Lambert, Gary Scarlet Pimpernel Hornsby, and Big Nasty Ivor. Ooh, wouldn't mess with him. I think we've got a winner this morning. Also, hi to the girls at Deanhaven Rest Home in South Shields. That's Gillian and Kathy. Get some work done, says Muriel. Let's play something Christmassy. 18 before 4, Friday mornings, North East Night Shift. And what a voice, eh? The Carpenters. Santa Claus is coming to town. He'll be appearing at the City Hall a week on Friday. Oh, fair enough. Now, here's a question for you. What do you drink? Is it red wine or white wine that you have with your Christmas turkey? Well, we shall find out in the next few minutes. 3:45, Friday mornings, North East Night Shift. Good morning, I'm John Lamb with you till 5 o'clock. So, red or white wine with your turkey? Well, it's always difficult to know which wine to choose for a special occasion. And at Christmas, the rich assortment of food you get is especially mind-boggling. Another question that people often ask is whether it's better to drink a different wine with each course, and does it have to cost a fortune? Well, there's a man who has all the answers. It's Prima Magazine's wine expert, Tim Atkin. And Alice and Jack asked him, first of all, what he would choose to go with a turkey.
I think most times I drink red.
Dear John, please play a record to the rowdies at Spices in Newcastle. Hope that's all right for you. Tell Alan that there's no need to put on his Porsche voice. Alan. Alan on the grand piano. Don't put on your posh voice, Alan, when you're answering the telephone at 4 o'clock in the morning. From the quiet lads at Neville and Gladstone on the Teme Valley. Hi, John. Me again, says Paul Appleby. I've had another think. Sneaky. Dead right. Got it right this time. Of course. Quite how you got the last one. Haven't got a clue. Also, here's another one. Dear John, from the central control room in Nissan. Please wish all the lads on trim and chassis a speedy finish and a good holiday. Best wishes and happy airwaves from Ray and Dave. Thanks for your facts, lads. Let's get Christmassy. Oh, getting us all festive, Alexander O'Neill and the Christmas song. No, I can't say it. 4:04, the Pet Shop Boys to take us to the news. Then we'll be back with the final hour of hits for this Friday morning. Across the northeast and North Yorkshire. Good morning, you're on the North East Night Shift. Back in 3 minutes with the final hour of hits. Don't touch that dial now.
The 4 o'clock news, this is Angus Morat. President Bush has pledged that Saddam Hussein will, as he put it, get his ass kicked if war breaks out in the Gulf.
Aircheckdownloads.com.